It's new. Crystal, what's up?
It's Earth Day today. That's new.
Greg, did you know that it was Earth Day today?
Why do you think I have all the plants behind me?
I hear you. Good. That's perfect scenery. You're a good man, Greg, for knowing that it's Earth Day today.
Well, how could you ever forget that?
Just can't. It's just the beautiful Earth we live in. That you said, Greg, what are you talking about today?
There's a new card format being seen tested out in the wild on Google.
And Crystal?
I'm going to be talking about posts buttons from users on Google Business Profile.
Cool. And I probably will touch on Google again, saying you need very few links to rank web pages and Forbes blocking its coupon directory listings.
This week, we've seen that Google has started testing post buttons on local listings for Google Business Profile. I saw this weekend when I was out, and I wanted to leave a review for a place that I went to, and it said that I could post a post right underneath the place where you'd write the review, and essentially it lets users just add in an image and notes about the business or wherever they went to. And this isn't necessarily new as a thing, the ability to add a post, but adding that button there is something that seems to be new. The posts have been around at least since 2022, from users, and people who are managing local business accounts seem to have mixed views about how they feel about them. I think that they can be challenging because you can't necessarily moderate them in the same way that you would moderate like a review, where you could reply and say something back. But I think with this new button, we're probably going to see more people posting them as well. So if you're managing a Google Business Profile account, it might be worth checking it out.
Interesting. I thought it was, I didn't see how people, I saw the screenshot of it and I assumed it was for the business person who owned the business profile to add an update. But this is actual consumers actually adding posts about the business, which, yeah, that feature has been fun. We saw a lot of like Google had to disable it for certain businesses because people were posting all these weird things about those businesses. So we'll see. I mean, it didn't really drive that much engagement, but we'll see what happens with this new placement. If Google's testing it, maybe they'll launch it more widely.
It should
Greg,
be
what do you got
interesting.
up?
All right. There was a test by Azeem Digital. He is the one that spotted it. Barry, you reported it over on Search Engine Roundtable. And for Google Ads, it appeared that there were vertical, these were actually horizontal ad cards being shown above the SERPs. So these had a bigger outline, kind of a gray outline around them. And they looked very distinctly different than the traditional ads, where they sort of blend in a lot more. And we, it might have been like a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, we saw those, the actual more vertical ones where they were kind of column based. These are like row based. I don't think these are ever going to see the light of day, to be honest with you. These look too much like ads. You know, when the ads look too much like ads, a lot of times you see less clicks. When you get less clicks, Google makes less money. So my prediction is that these will never see the light of the day. But I like these horizontal ones so much better than the vertical ones. The vertical ones, especially, that you would just see like you had to just, it was almost like somebody like condensed your screen size way too small and the end just got super long and didn't look good. But the horizontal ones look much better.
I was a bit surprised to see the horizontal version. The vertical ones made sense because Google doesn't want you to like see the organic results. They just want you to click on the paid. But I guess Google's not going to launch something that, like you said, will drive less click-through rates because they want to make more money. So I guess Google's always testing and they'll always be testing. So it was cool to see Google testing that, like you said, but I do agree. If it's not going to generate clicks, Google's not going to go ahead and launch it.
Yeah, and on the other hand, if you look at Bing nowadays, it will take you like 30 seconds to realize what an ad is. They
It's
have that
very, very
ad
faint.
so small, and now it's like tucked away in the description. I actually clicked on an ad by accident, and I have never done that in my life. So I would imagine these cards are going to kind of go more the way of what Bing's playing around with right now.
Wow.
The only thing I can think is that might work is if they were like incorporated them to make them look more like rich elements or something. Like I think like potentially if you have it as a box, because they have boxes for some of the like the knowledge panel ones. Like they have lots of boxes and things. So I don't know that there could be potential to evolve it to something like that might entice clicks. But I agree at the current iteration looks very advertising-y. And yeah, I think you're not going to get any of those sneaky clicks.
Yeah, the big news to me is Greg actually clicked on an ad that he thought was organic.
I was so embarrassed. I called Shep from our show Marketing Clock, and I showed her. I'm like, I just clicked on your ad and was, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. This is why, because it was so different looking.
It is. And they've been testing things that are worse than what you clicked on. It's insane what they are doing at Bing. If Google ever did this, it would be like it would be war zone.
Pitchforks.
On that note, Forbes is terrified of Google. I'm just saying, I don't know if they're really terrified of Google. They could be terrified of Google. I'm just making it up, but they did block their coupon directory right before Google releases their, what they call the site reputation abuse policy, which will be enforced on May 5th. They announced it on March 5th, but it's being enforced on May 5th, where site reputation abuse is basically when you go ahead and pay somebody to use your own, to use their website to kind of like boost your own reputation of your own content. It's basically like third-party hosted content. Some people were calling it parasite SEO. And it looks like Forbes took action beforehand just to block it using the X-Robots tag. So if you look at the headers on the Forbes.com/coupon site, you see they use the X-Robots tag to block all of it, which resulted in a huge visibility dip, which was first spotted by Bowtied Wookie. On X, I found it from Laura. I can't pronounce the last name, really bad at this stuff. And then Lily Ray also dug into the data, saying it's not just Forbes is not only seeing a visibility drop from the coupons directory being removed from the index, but all the other things. So maybe I wonder if Forbes did that action because they saw other things happening with their website. They're like, oh, well, we got to do something because we don't want to lose all our traffic. So we'll just manually remove all our traffic by telling Google not to index our pages that are ranking well right now. But we will see. It's very interesting steps. And I assume more publishers and people doing this will take these actions as well.
I think also the tricky thing about de-indexing like a large swathe of your website, even if it is a kind of tangential, like sort of fairly standalone part of your website, is that like the internal links around that are going to change all of the pages and how Google perceives all of the pages and crawls all of the pages as well. So it's an interesting thing to do. I wonder if we'll see other folks who are using, you know, those kinds of tactics also de-indexing pages in the next few days, few weeks.
We should try it on Wix, just the whole thing, Wix.com. Move everything.
We should get a coupon section up there.
Maybe they have one.
There's 15% off at Maybelline.
What do you think Morty is right now? He's spending all his coupons. So, on the last note, talking about links, Gary likes to ruffle, Rick Gary-ish from Google likes to ruffle some feathers, and he was at the SERP conference somewhere. I don't know where that was. I don't know if anybody knows. But Judith Lewis interviewed him, and it was a great interview. And one of the things he said, and he said a lot of things, he said, basically, you need very few links to rank a web page these days. And again, links are very not important, not as important as they used to be. And whenever he says that, SEOs go crazy and say, Google, you're liars. You don't know what you're talking about. I've been an SEO for 35 years, well before Google was around. And I know that links were more important even before Google launched. So I don't know if anybody has thoughts on that, but I love when Gary talks because everybody just goes crazy.
I think that it can be tricky because I think you do see upticks when links are added to certain domains. So anecdotally, you can definitely see some impact. But equally, I think there's so many websites that have so many extensive links, you know, thousands and thousands of links that that you also see those that aren't ranking very well when they have thousands and thousands of links. So I think that, you know, with most things, it's quality over quantity. And I assume that's what he's talking about. But you know, Gary has his own opinions.
Yeah, I just think we should put this in like quarterly to have this discussion. Whenever he says this again, like in a quarter, and we should just put it in our calendars now and plan for it. But I mean, like what he's saying is in what the tone from Google and Danny and like his keynote at Brighton SEO, it's right. You know, like you want to have good content, and that's like number one. And I feel like you also need to have people find that content. You know, it's not just everybody's so binary on some of these things. Like, oh, I need this more. And then you look at the site and it's trash. Mm-hmm. Or you have a good site and you're blocking everything or nobody can find it. Like there's a mix of people finding the site and linking to it and all that. But like, I'm from team content side. Like, I think the whole, links were cool. Like in the early 2000s, like that was cool. But like if I have a budget, man, I'm making content, and then a lot of times, you know, we find that. So I get what everybody's saying. Like, everybody's right on it. It's just, you know, everybody's kind of set in their ways in some front, in my opinion.
I don't know. I'm putting my budget not towards content, not towards links, but to billboards in Times Square. That's it.
Oh, hey! Yeah. I saw you out there.
No, I saw you up there too.
I mean, I was strolling down the street and I saw your nice warm smile.
It's going to be a big reveal on Marketing Talk of who actually paid for that, right?
We can do it here if you want.
No, we're not. We're saving it for Marketing Talk on Friday morning. Well, actually, you post it like late Thursday night, I think. So if you want to get the real scoop on who released that, follow Marketing O'Clock. Hey, Ben, thank you guys for doing this. Appreciate it, Greg and Crystal. Morty is out today for the Passover holiday. I'll be offline Tuesday and Wednesday. So we'll come back hopefully on Thursday. Crystal might be at Brighton SEO broadcasting live. Maybe not. We'll see. And I appreciate everybody listening and doing this. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye.